Okay, Rabbi Zai. Today's daf is daf vov in Nesechet Nazir. We're plowing ahead. We hardly even remember there was anything else in the world but Nazirus. And we now have a very important machlokas, which on the surface doesn't look very important. Machlokas started off with the question of how do we know that Stam Nazirus is Shloshim Yom. So we have two different drushes. We have Rav Masna says from Yiyeh Gematria, Machlokas, the Rosh, the Ramban, whether this is, you say, it's Tam, Halacha L'Meishu Misinai, there really is a limud of you, but in any event, he holds Me'ikar Adin, Shleishim, is a given, and then we have a Remez, or an actual Kabbalah that we should look at it as a real drosha, that Yeh Shleishim Yom. Fine, but Bar Pona says, count the number of times the Ziris is mentioned, and you end up with 29 days, because the word Nezer Lekav Arosho does not count. According to the Mefarash Avida Rishalmi says it does count, except you never use, the general rule is that you always go, and we say one is Lagufe. If one is Lagufe, it doesn't count towards the minion. It's only the ones that are not, that are coming for another purpose that are called for the count. But in any event, so how is it that we have now 30 days? We have 29 days. You finish up the 29 days, and 30th day, you do the Karbonis. And since until the Karbonis, you're Asir Shtiyas Yayin, and Tiglachas, and so on. So Mamela, it boils down to saying that the Naziris is 30 days, even though Mikra Din is 29 days. Now, on the surface, there wasn't really any Machlokas. Both of them are agreed that for all practical terms, Naziris is 30 days. Both of them are agreed that lechatchila, we want you to do the tiglachas on the 31st day. But that's because of a gezerah. If somebody would have said, I want to be a nazir, shleishim yom shleimim, doesn't matter according to Ramasna or according to Bar Pada, he would need to be shleishim yom shleimim. So since that is possible, a guy says, I want to be a full nazir, shleishim yom, so because of that, we made a takana that we always do the Giluach on Yom Shloshim V'Yachad. So as it appears, there is really no difference halacha l'maisa between Rav Masna, who learns it out from the 29 days, the Kaddish Yeh, the 30 days, and Bar Pada, who learns 29 days. However, and today's sugya is going to bring this out very strongly, there remains a very important machlokas, an enormously important machlokas, between the two shitot, even though it appeared that they were only arguing in the drasha. Because if you think about it, according to Bar Pada, if Naziris is only 29 days, then if the person became tameh after the 29th day, so then even though he didn't bring his karbonis yet, and he didn't do his tiglachas, but there should be no sphere of the Naziris. Because the Naziris was completed. It's just that you didn't get him. What if a guy didn't bring his karbon nazir until a year later? He wasn't in the Beis HaMikdash. What are you going to say today? But if he becomes tamei now, he has to start the Naziris over again? Of course not. The Naziris is completed. So now the question is, can he be Megaleach? No, he needs to go wait until he gets his karbon, right? Okay, fine. If he becomes Tomei in between, so he doesn't get to the Zeros again, he just becomes Tomei, like anybody else who becomes Tomei, because obviously he can't bring his Karbonis until he starts. If he's Metamei Lameis, it takes 7 days to become Tomei, fine, but that has nothing to do with Stirat and the Zerut. Masha'inkin, according to Rabasna, if Me'ikar Hadin, the day of Shleishim, is really part of the real Naziris. So then the fact that Rav Masna said, look, but Bidi Avad, Mitzayom Kekulai, Mitzayom Kekulai, Lichora, is only going to work that when you bring your carbon and do your tiglachas, then you finish the day. When you say Mitzayom Kekulai, that the mail is over. It's like an oval. It's over when he gets up and finishes the Mitzayom Kekulai. Saying he's Yudhid Nazir. When he does his tiglachas, at that point, it's Mitzayom Kekulai. But obviously, while he's still being noyig that day, he's just considered to be a Nazir Shalai. In which case, it turns out that in Libra of Masna, there is a complete stira of the Naziris, and he has to bring his karbonis. Tremendous nafkamina la'alocha between the two of them. And this nafkamina la'alocha is necessary for us to focus on, because today we're going to actually use it as raya's lakana lakana, as we will see. Okay, so in any event, once again, Bekitzer, somebody who said Stam Naziris, it was not Mefarish at all. Machlok is whether that's Stam Naziris Shloishim Yom, Stam Naziris Srimatesha Yom, plus the next day for your Korbanos. Somebody who said Beferish Shalemim definitely cannot be Megaleach until the 31st day Mikra Adin. Both Rabbas and Rapporteur agree that there's a Takonet Rabbanan, that therefore generally we want you to be Migaleach Yom Shishim Ve'achat. Yom Shoshim Ve'achat. What we did talk about also is a big chiddush yesterday we had, that even if you hold that Mikra Adin, you need the Shloshim, and we say mixes the Yom Kekulos, that you Yotze, but Yavada Yom HaShloshim Ve'lo L'chatchila, you should keep the full Shloshim, that if you started a second Naziris, that you had originally been Mekabo, two times, you said, Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom, the din is they run consecutively, not concomitantly, as we'll see. So over there, the second Naziris goes into effect at the moment that you finish the first Naziris. The chiddush was, Mixes Hayom Kekule, is Eila Lakan Lakan. So Mixes Hayom Kekule completes the 30 days of the original Naziris. Mixes Hayom Kekule is the beginning of the first of the 30 days of the second Naziris. Fine. That was a chiddush. I'll leave it to Ramas. Okay. We got up to now two lines down from the middle, Tanakh. The same Mishnah that we've been quoting all along here, the opening Mishnah next paragraph, where we've been quoting all along the Shaila Lechatchila as it's supposed to be. The Giluach Shloshim Ve'achar, what happens if you do it on Shloshim? What happens if you have consecutive Naziris? Can you use the same day Lekan or Lekan? There's more to it, because the Mishnah continues over there to say that in the case where there were two consecutive Nazirot, actually the way you get the two consecutive is by saying Areni Nazir Hayom, Areni Nazir Hayom. That we learn from Nazir Lahazim. Memela they will run consecutively. So Im Gilav Yom Shishim Chaser Echa Yatsa. Lamaisa, if on the 59th day, after having Migaleach, been Migaleach on the Yom Shleishim, he was Migaleach Yatsa. Sheyom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan. So here it's coming to tell me that the 30th day is considered to be the beginning of the second Naziris as well. And on the 59th day, he's already done 30 days of Naziris. Obviously, there's a Chiddush over here. I'll leave it to Reb Masna. What's the Chiddush? We never saw before that we should use Mixes Hayom Kekulah both at the beginning and at the end. So now we have basically three steps in Mixes Hayom Kekulah with the Ramasa. First of all, regular Naziris, 30 days, Mixes Hayom Kekulah, B'diavad, the 30th day, Yuriyayza. Secondly, consecutive Naziris, the Yom Shloshim. So then Mixes Hayom Kekulah, Yom Shloshim counts both for the end of one Naziris, the beginning of the next Naziris, Big Kiddush. When is it that you do, however, the Ashlama of that second Naziris? The 60th day, which is the 31st day from the second Naziris beginning. 30 days, 60th, 31 days. But here we get a bigger Chiddush. You can also do it on the 59th day. Third target, Mixes Hayom Kekulah. Mixes Hayom Kekulah, which is Eilul Lekan Lekan of Yom Shloshim for the first Naziris and the second Naziris, plus the end of the Naziris is also being Semech HaMixes Hayom Kekulah. So basically, you have a mix of Yom Kekulah at the beginning and a mix of Yom Kekulah at the end, and that's perfectly okay. We prefer, because of our Takonic, this is a Shleimim. And I'll leave it to Ramaz, that's what we prefer, because Mikra Adin, why not do the whole thing? Why be saying a mix of Yom Kekulah? Fine. But that's now a new halacha. I can't understand, according to Ramaz, that's a Chiddush. Makes perfectly good sense. Will you tell me what the heck is a Chiddush? I'll leave it to Bar Pada. What does it say over here? Sheyom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan. What's up with Olelo Min? There is no Minyan. According to Bar Pura, he finished the Minyan Esrim V'Chi'i the day before. The only reason he had Yom Shloshim in the first place, I'll leave it to Rav Pura, was only because it was the day of Avos Kavanotah. So what are you telling me? A big Chiddush, Yom Shloshim Olelo Min HaMinyan. What Minyan? There was no Minyan. That seems to be a tremendous problem to Bar Pura. According to Bar Pada, when does the Naziris end? How many days is a Naziris? How many days is a Naziris? Stam Naziris, Kama Yamin. Wrong.
Actually, 29. 29.
It's 29. The 30th day is the day of Havas Karbonis. So therefore, you can't talk about it's Eilolai. But it's not Eilolai. It isn't Eilolai. It's a normal day. It's not Eilolai. Right? Happens to be I bring Karbonis on this day. What, all of a sudden, the day I bring Karbonis, I can't be a Nazir? Whoever it is, such a thing. You told me. It's my birthday. That doesn't count. Well, it's ridiculous. It's not all alone. I kept the regular Naziris. Everything's fine. What's the Chiddush? Says Bar Pada. Ah, you guys missed the whole point. Ananami ahasamche. That lotion was exactly where I learned out the whole halakha from. That actually we should not darshan from Yihya. Because it's clear over here, it doesn't say Mitzvah Hayom Kekula, it's Eilolai Lakan Lakan. It says that this 30th day is Eilolai for the second minyan that is part of a normal minyan. That's the whole point of the Mishnah. It's part, not that it's Eilolai because it was part of the first minyan. No. The first day, Eilolai Min HaMinyan, it's a regular day. It doesn't say Eilolai Lakan Lakan or anything like that, like you said. You, Rav Masi, you're claiming it's because Mitzvah Yom Kekula, and we're using Mitzvah Yom Kekula at the end of Mitzvah Yom Kekula. I don't see that in the Mishnah. I see the opposite in the Mishnah. I see that it's telling you it's a regular day. Shayam Shlashim Alalom in a Minyan. To me, that means that we shouldn't start draining a cup about Mitzvah Yom Kekula. There are no Mitzvah Yom Kekula. And therefore, the halacha of Yom Shlashim is clearly not part of the Naziris. And it's only part of the second Naziris. So it's Olelo, Mena Minyan, meaning the Minyan of the second Naziris. That's the point. Okay? Very good. So now we are beginning to get a clear sense of the Chidushim, the variations between the two drushas, whether we go according to Yihyeh, and we say it's Shloshim Yom, or we count the number of Nazirot, and we say it's Esrim V'Tishah Yomim. And we're going to see later we have another Makar for 29, which is solidly in the camp of counting. Okay. Says the Gemara, well, now wait a minute. How about the serious issue that remains the one issue that indeed is different, la halacha, between Rav Masna and Bar Pada? Because until now, we haven't found anything. They keep adding up to the same thing, just for different reasons. So, Rav Masna ends up saying the same thing as Bar Pada because he also mixes the Yom Kekulo. And Bar Pada ends up saying the same thing as Rav Masna because he needs another day to bring Karbanas. Rav Masna is saying we want to keep the 31st day because of Chathchila, it's 30 days. Bar Pada says we want to keep the 31st day because we're afraid he'll say Shleiman. I thought that everything is the same. You just keep finding an excuse. They should add up to the same thing. But there's one area where no excuses are going to help you. And that's the question, whether you're going to be chayav of a carbon for becoming tameh on the 30th day. So I'll leave it to Bar Pada. The 30th day is not part of your naziris. You're not going to bring a carbon for becoming tameh. I'll leave it to Rav Masna, the 30th day, until you bring your actually, even if you don't mix the Yom Kekulai, l'chayav, the 30th day is going to be an actual part of melot yomei nazirot, and you're going to have to bring a carbon. That is a massive nafkamina. Even if Bar Pada wants to try to make himself work out and say, well, the Rabbanim or Gezer should keep another 30 days. I consider Rabbanim or Gezer to bring a carbon and bring Kulin Lazara, obviously, right? So there's no way that they're going to be able to equal each other when it comes to the issue of Tuma on the 30th day. And that now becomes the focus of, because we've gone through all the other possibilities, we've ended up showing that we can make it work out. You know, you can finesse things here in the Mishnah. But now let's focus on the thing that cannot be finessed. The halacha bringing karbonos and the steer of Nazira. So now let's see whether we can bring a riot to Bar Pada and Rav Masna. You can see the derech of Gemara is very, very clear here. So we're zeroing in on an issue that's not going to go away. All right. So says the Gemara, now let's take a look at the other issue. Tanan. Misho am Areni Nazir. This year the guy says Areni Nazir l'chor without any definitions, shleimim or anything of the sort. So don't try to bring that kind of stuff up. Okay. Guy says already knows. He now becomes Tomei on the 30th day. Oho. So teratako. Here it says the 30th day he has to keep another Naziris. According to Rav Masna, obviously he's going to be so teratako. I mean, it's the middle of his Naziris time. He hasn't brought his Karbonis yet. It's the 30th day. Yinya equals 30. So this makes a great deal of sense. Barakun and Barpada makes no sense at all. How could we say that you're going to be Seser the entire Naziris? According to Barpada Kasha, Om Lecha Barpada, you're doing it again. It's the media. Never say the whole story. Just give me a piece of it. I'm telling you again to look at the Sefer like I always tell you. Om Lecha Barpada, Ema Sefer. Rabbi Eliezer, Eimer, Eino, Soter, Ela, Shiva. Okay? All he has to do is wait, Senat. When we use the word, by the way, this is all over. Wherever we use the word Soter, and we refer to 7 days, we are playing word games. Because there's no such thing as being Soter for 7 days. What we mean is that, practically speaking, you're going to end up as a Nazir for another 7 days. Why? Because since you're Tomei, by a mace, you can't bring your carbon, and it takes 7 days to be matired from a mesa. You ended up losing 7 days where you could have been having drinking parties, and now you're going to be soter 7 days. We do not mean soter that you have to keep a new naziris, which is what we mean in a case where a guy became tamei in the middle of a naziris. Hayamim arishonim yiplu. That's a different halacha. That's really keeping a new naziris. That's real stira. You cancel the original days. Here we didn't cancel any days. We're just using the word soter to get you confused. So don't get confused. Okay. So if Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you lose 7 days, will you tell me, Rabbi Masna, says Bar Pada, please, I'd like to understand how the heck you could only lose 7 days if, according to you, you're in the middle of your Naziris, huh? Well, how are you going to explain this? So, Isaac, Adaiva, Shloshevina, according to you, Yihya equals 30. You need a full 30 days. You gotta keep another Naziris. So what are you talking about? 7 days. Being a Nistar Kulo. Answers Rev Masna, well, apparently Rev Eliezer hold Niktas Hayom Kekulai even without Tiklachas. That's the finish. In other words, until now, this is the way Tosus understands it. The Farish explains it differently. And he explains it that until now we thought that nobody held Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and it wasn't Noganic, but I really don't think that's the way we should go. We take the Gemara, Kepshuta, until now we understood Mitzvah Yom Kekulo obviously is in terms of only when you do your Tiglachas, like every Mitzvah Yom Kekulo doesn't disappear by itself, you're a Nazir until you complete the Naziris. Mitzvah Yom Kekulo until now only told us you can complete the Naziris, Yom Shoshim, but if you didn't complete it, you didn't complete it. That's what we thought until now. Comes along now, Rav Masna, and he says, well, apparently Rav Eliezer takes Mitzvah Yom Kekulo a step further than we were willing to take it. He holds that the halacha is that even before you bring your carbons, even though you still continue to keep the dinim of the Naziris on the 30th day, truth is, the morning of the 30th day, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, the Naziris was really over. So what you're keeping now, the dinim of the Naziris, because you haven't gotten around to bringing your carbon. You might have to do that for the rest of your life if there's no Beis HaMikdash. But that has nothing to do with it being in the middle of your Naziris. That's a coincidence that happens to be the 30th day. So why do I say it's so serious? Because now you can't bring your carbonis for another 7 days. That's all Rabbi Eliezer is saying. So he also speaks in Yom Kekulo. Therefore, don't ask me from that. But I'm still asking on you. What are you going to do with the Tanakama? Yeah. Excuse me. Don't give me this mix of the Yom Kekulo jazz. How do you explain the Mishnah then? It's not. Hareini Nazir Me'ayom. I'd like to see you explain this away. A guy says, I'm going to be another 100 days. Okay, so then he said exactly how many days he wants. 100 days. Nitma Yom Me'a. Soter Dakol. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Eino Soter L'Shloshim Yom. Okay, buddy. Go ahead. Explain this one away. You're telling me, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that there's no stira, really, right? It's just that you got to put things off for 7 days because you got to become tar. But really, Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, and you ended your Naziris. If you all Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, where the heck do you come telling me that you got to keep a new Naziris? Why do you got to keep a new Naziris? A Shoshim Yom? Isagadai Dachsava Rabbi Eliezer Mitzvah Yom Kekulo Nistor Shiva. Why doesn't he just say that there's only 7 days? Now I've got you, Rav Masna, trying to use this excuse of Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, Rav Eliezer. Turns around, Rav Masna says to Bar Poda, oh, you're so smart. And if he doesn't hold Mitzvah Yom Kekulo, so then you have to keep the whole Naziris over again 100 days. Where do you get 30 days? I don't care. Obviously, you don't understand what's going on over here because it doesn't make any better sense according to you. This whole thing makes no sense. If you're telling me that you really have a stira, then it's a stira of whatever the naziris was. A guy made a naziris for 116 days. And he becomes tomei or mace on the 100th day. He has to keep 116 days. New naziris. The whole first naziris was canceled. Where would somebody pop up with an idea to keep 30 days? Why 30 days? And if you're telling me, this is a Yom Kikulei, and it's the end of the day, so then you should keep only 7 days till he becomes tor again and bring his karbanos. But I mean, this 30 days anyway makes no sense. So clearly, there's a new piece of information that you are conveniently ignoring, which if you were taken in consideration, actually would explain all your problems with Rav Eliezer, and you'd stop bothering me. So, what is that piece of information? I said like this, Le'olam, lo amina mitzvah k'yom kippur. No, I'll tell you this. I know the piece of information. You don't know the piece of information. I say that there's no such thing as mitzvah k'yom kippur. And he's not talking because of mitzvah k'yom kippur. There's no mitzvah k'yom kippur without avodas karbanayisov. Don't try to use that as your excuse. Oh yeah? So then Yochi mitzvah kula. Okay, go ahead, explain it. I'm listening. So how do you explain the fact that he comes up with this idea in 30 days? Go ahead. Tell me what it means. I'm Reish Lakish. I'll tell you it means. It comes from Reish Lakish. It's a Gzerat HaKatuv. Obviously it's got to be Gzerat HaKatuv. Who could come up with such an idea? It's a Gzerat HaKatuv that there is a time, one day, in which it's possible for a person to be mitchayev 30 days because of his tumah. When is that? Omar Kra, look at this pasuk. Zot Torat HaNazir B'yom Melot Yemei Nizro. This is the din of a Nazir on the day that he completes his Naziris, okay? Now, what this says to me is, there is such a thing, HaTorah Amra, B'yom Melot, a Nazir became Tameh on the day he was Melot Nizro, the completion of his Nazirut. Then, you know what you got to do to him? Zotarat HaNazir. So if he was, this is how Tosis explains, if he was a standard Nazir, he had said originally, already Nazir, Stam. Okay? So Rav Masna will learn like this. Hareini Nazir Stam, you're right, it's 30 days. So what are you going to do? That if he's Nitma Yom Shloshim, that Rebbe Eliezer would hold Tein Lo Shloshim, because according to Rav Masna, that's what it should say. How's Rav Masna going to get away with Reish Lakish's drasha? Lamaisa, either Rebbe Eliezer is supposed to say Seisr Shloshim Yom, or Seisr whatever it is, but where does he get off saying that, no, it's actually complete. I thought the Torah said Gzeres HaKosov, that it's not complete. So you have to add, according to Rav Masna, because basically this explains Rav Masna's problem too. In other words, whatever explanation Bar-Pot is coming along and saying, look. Obviously, in the case you brought initially, what we're talking about over there is a guy who, I'm saying, I'll leave it to Rav Eliezer, I got no problem. And the truth is, I have no reason to assume there's a machlokes to Chachamim Rav Eliezer in this prat. As far as how long the Ziris is, what, that's the machlokes. There's no question that it's only the din of Shiva Yamin. And over there, they must be saying that it means over there, we hold that you should keep another Naziris because it's Nasikom or Shleimim or Shleimim. That, I don't see that's the Machlokas. According to me, everybody agrees it's 29. Now, you're asking me, well, what about the Mishnah says in 100? Where he said 100, then what are you going to say? Aha! There I'm telling you. On the contrary, it's a proof to me. Because according to you, it should be a steer of the whole thing. So why is it only a steer of 30 days? So you're shouting at me, and where the heck did you come up with 30 days? And I can say the same thing to you. So don't shout at me. So let me explain it to you. Reish Lakish is saying there's a brand new halach. The halach is that the Torah is mechadesh. If this is the last day of your Naziris, the Yom Malos, the Yom that completes your Naziris, then Zot Torat HaNazir. If anything goes wrong and you become Tomei, it's not Seisr the entire Naziris, it's Seisr only Zos Torat HaNazir. Meaning, it's Mechayev of you to keep a standard Naziris of Shloshim Yom. So now I got your Rav Masna, because according to you, that should be true in the first case also. Since according to you, it was Yom Alos, the 30th day. According to me, it wasn't Yom Alos. According to you, it was Yom Alos. What are you going to say? Why doesn't this tell me that you have to keep Shlosh Yom on Yom Alos? There's no such thing as Mitzvah Yom Kippur. That's clear from the Mea. Rav Masna will say to you, does it make sense to say that on Yom Alos, Tein Lo Stam Naziris? If the guy's been keeping Stam Naziris all along, what do you mean Tein Lo Doras Nazir? The point is that the Torah is saying, if a person had been Mefarish, a different period of a Naziris, which was not a Stam Nazirut, and on the Yom Alot of the 116th day, whatever that was, but it wasn't a Stam Nazir, he becomes Tomei, then teach him a lesson. What is a Stam Nazir? 30 days, go for it, man. But I'm not going to say to a guy who already is keeping Stam Nazirs, go for Stam Nazirs, you see. That's what Rav Masna will have to say. Something like that. Okay, so it's not a devastating problem to Rav Masna. On the other hand, Rav Masna obviously is going to have to agree that there's this new halacha of Rish Lakish. And now everything is fine. Bar Pata says, look, I don't see that there's a machlokas. The 29 days is clear from Rebbe Eliezer. It's clear. Why should you make it a machlokas? It's a common Rebbe Eliezer. Everybody agrees to me. 29 days is the Iker Adin. Tomei on the 30th day, there's no steer at all. The Lashon of steer at 7 days. That's not to do with steer. That's just to become Tara. How about the guys at Shleimim? I got a mission like that. A guy said 100 days. That's Shleimi by definition, no? Nonetheless, there's a din of stira. Okay, what's din of stira? 100 days? No, not if it's on 100 day, because it's Yom Alos. Zeru Zekotzer. Zos Taras HaNazir be Yom Alos. Only given the 30 days of a normal Taras HaNazir on the Yom Alos. Okay, everything is fine. You have nothing to ask on me. It was a question, darling. A question. It should be, not it does. It should. According to the Chachamim. Yes. The Bar Pata said, what are you looking at the Chachamim? Look at the Rebbe Eliezer.
They meant Shloshim Yom.
He's dining to Rav Masna. Why didn't you ask me for Rebbe Eliezer? Right? That's what he's saying. Let's see from Rebbe Eliezer. How long is it really? It's clear that it's only really 29 days. Okay, so whatever you're going to tell me the Soter Takol means, it's not Nogea, Habaat Karbanotav, and so on. That's not true. Rav Masna is the one who has to get out of Rebbe Eliezer because he's denying that there is such a thing as 29 days in the Zeros. Okay, so he explains, he'll explain away Rebbe Eliezer with a new din of Mitzvah Yom Kippur even before Avos Karbanosa. Alright, so everybody is clear. But there is still a Nafkamina La'alocha. Nafkamina La'alocha is that Aliba Bar Pada, even if you hold it, you're making a takana that it should be Sesha Shleishim, and you should keep Shleishim Yom, you can't bring double karbonas. According to Rav Masna, you really were Sesha. You're going to have to bring the karbonas of another Tomei, and then keep another Naziris and bring karbonas of another Tor. Bar Pada can't be Machayev, you karbonas of another Tomei, if your Naziris was already over the estimate. That remains the only Nafkamina La'alocha. Even after we do all of our finessing between Bar Pada and Rav Masna. Okay.
Just like you can make a Naziris for 15 days, 7 days.
Mm-hmm. That's like trying to say I'm only a Nazir from X and not from Y. Once you enter into the state of Naziris, the Torah defines the state of Naziris. Because Naziris includes Gidol Pera, and Gidol Pera is Shloshim Yom. So this becomes now the definition of the state of Naziris.
So what do we call it? We had Stam Naziris, we had Naziris Olam and Naziris Shimshon. So this 100-day one, what do we call it? Do you have a name for it?
We'll use the time to give a hearty mazel tov to Dr. Chaim had his first granddaughter, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Mazel Tov. There we go. Naftali, your coffee timer was a bit off this morning. Okay, back to work. Dr. Chaim Lichtenstein, in Joburg, had his first granddaughter. Now we're switching into the grandfather case in Joburg also. I mean, Baruch Hashem, this year we had quite a few additions too.
They did adopt 4 days trail, right, or something.
Well, about
so
2 days, ago. 2 days. Okay. 2 days.
So if a person says, I'm a nozer for 15 days, he's 30 days?
It would have blown their minds if we would have said it 2 days ago. So it's not, it wasn't worth it. Yeah, I know you guys. Go ahead. If
a person says for 15 days, is it built, does it become 30 days or nothing at all?
That's the machlokes that we had, whether you can do a... That was, we'll see later what happens when a person is mitzamtzem nazir. So it's also part of the question whether you can make a neder like that. There's a secondary issue. Yeah, but we'll get to that. The Gemara discusses. Okay. So now, says the Gemara, as it turns out, we have a very interesting machlokas that really has halakhic implications in terms of a korban, nafkamina, between the drosha of Rav Masna of Yiyya and the drosha of Bar Pada of the number of times in which Nazirut is mentioned. Says the Gemara, but that machlokas itself, it seems to actually be a machlokas tanoi. Lemiketanoi. We dash in the pasuk ad melot hayamim. So it says over there ad melot. This is not the same as the ad melot that we had before. This is the introduction. That ad melot yamein is the yom melot yamein isro. That's talking about avos karbonis. This pasuk is talking about kol yamein neder isro tar lo yavor al rosho. Here is kol yamein. This is the ad melot hayamim. So the ad melot hayamim seems to be the number of days of your nazirut. Okay? Yamim. Yamim is marked with 2 days. So, shom'ani miyud yamim shnayim. So that should mean if somebody says already nazir, it could be a nazir with 2 days. Yamim. Talmud Omar, kadosh yiyeh gadel pera. Ein gidul pera pachot mishloshim divrei Rabbi Yoshia. So he's being same as on the yes stations. So that the Gidol Pera, as we already said yesterday, we, after all, we learned this out to the Kayan Hedyet and the Yecheskel. That means that we understand that the concept of Pera, Rosh, overgrown heads, is Shloshim Yom. Whereas Rabbi Yonatan, Omer, some of the Gersa Rebbe, but we'll keep Rabbi Yonatan, it appears in all the Rishonim here. Rabbi Yonatan, Omer, Enon Tzarek. No. That's not where to look at. There's no need to look at the Yiyeh Harehu Omer Ad Melot Hayamim. Now, what kind of language is that? Melot Hayamim. I mean, Sof Hayamim. Melot Hayamim means we're filling something up. Is there a day that is used usually to fill up? A fill-up day. Sure there is. There's one case we have of a fill-up day. And that is a month can either be 29 days or 30 days. Right? So there's a fill-up day on a month. If you want to talk about a chodesh malay, it's because it had a yom melot. That's the point. Therefore, I say that since it says melot hayamim, elo hein yamim shitzichim lemalot, so what is the shir? Where do we ever see in the Torah a concept of milu yom? A chodesh malay, which is shloshim yom. And therefore, it tells me, aviyom shloshim, there you go. So apparently, Rav Masna, who darshins from Yiyeh, he says exactly what Rav Yoshia says, "Ein gidol se'ar pachot b'shloshim," because it says "Beferish kadosh yiyeh gadol pera." So he's learning like Rav Yoshia. So he's going like a machlokas tanoim, Masha'en ken bar pada, who says, "No. It's 29 days." So he understands ad melot hayamim, so until the 30th day, and then the 30th day is the day that you bring the korbanos. That's the, so to speak, fills it up, but it's not really, it's ad below ad bichlal. So we have now 29 days, and that's exactly what Rabbi Yonatan was saying. And he darshens it also. He says, look, you could darshen it for the minyan. It's got 20 over. You already get into the question of ad below ad bichlal. Forget about it. Take a look at the number of times it mentions Nazir in the parsha. and you get 29 times, or as we mentioned a few times, 30 times, but one doesn't count because it's Nezer, not Naziris, or the Yerushalmi says you always need one Lagufa and doesn't count Laminion, whatever the point is, but therefore let's avoid this, we'll get into that drasha. So there's no question that Bar Poda is going to have to agree that there is a bit of a machlokus over here, and he's going Aliba Rebbe, Rebbe Yonatan Shita. I don't agree that there's a machlokus here. There is no machlokus. Kuli amashloshim be'inah. Everybody agrees you need 30 days. You're not reading carefully. What exactly did over here Rabbi Yonatan say? Did Rabbi Yonatan say, I disagree? Rabbi Yonatan says, Einot Tzorich. Einot Tzorich means you don't need to look to gematrias. All you got to do is read the pasuk. The pasuk says Ad Malais. And Ad Malais is Ad Bechlal. Yishloishim. Now, of course, if you don't know the Ad Bechlal, then you need to darshan it from Yiyeh. That's the machloikis, no? Where to darshan it from? Do you hold Ad Bechlal or you hold Ad Velo Ad Bechlal? But that's just a question of drasha. There nobody would ever hold like Bar Poda. I don't know where he comes up with this 29 days jazz. I mean, then why would he say Einot Tzorich? He would have said Einot Nafrin. You don't need 30 days, right? Okay. That's how I hold. Now, Bar Poda, of course, he says, no, absolutely, you're right. There is one sheet that's saying 30 days. But I hold Einot Tzorich. Doesn't mean you don't need the drasha. Means you don't need 30 days. You only need Ad Malais. That's the meaning. Okay. So we have now a question whether it's a machlokes tanoim or not, a libra bar masa, a libra bar poda. So it says Rav Matna, everybody agrees to me that kulei amashloshim beina. The yachad, the only machlokes is a machlokes dorshim. And what is it dependent on? It's dependent whether you hold ad v'ad bechlal. So they're arguing in the word ad. So here it says ad malot. So Rabbi Yoshia sava ad below ad bechlal. So he says to Rabbi Yonatan, what am I going to, I can't darshan it from ad malot because ad malot wouldn't mean to include the 30th day. Therefore, I think it's a given halacha l'meishu misina that we have a 30-day nezirut. We darshan from yiyed. Whereas Rabbi Yonatan said, what do you got to look to yiyed gematrias for? The klal all over the Torah is ad v'ad b'klal. So if ad v'ad b'klal, then when it says ad malais, and we know the only time that it's a malais is a chedesh yami, it's a chedesh mole, there you go. It says b'ferish, 30 days. Very clear. But you said before, just getting back, okay, I understand now we have the machlokas clear, the nafkaminas clear, the question whether it's a machlokas tanayim or not, is itself a machlokas between Bar Poda and Master, and we understand the one nafkamina between them, la halacha, and the gzeres d'rabbanan, and the mixam kikulay, and so on, great. But I just want to get back to the language over here of the drasha, in the machlokas between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonatan. You said, Elo heina yamim shetzuchim l'malot, aveyom shloshim. I mean, why is that true? Isn't every week basically mitmale with its Shabbos? In other words, Bria 6 days. It gives you another day, sort of like a milui day, in which it doesn't count towards the yomim of Malachas HaShavua. So why don't we just call it a Shabbos? Because a Shabbos is never chaser. Did you ever hear of a 6 day week?
Yes.
No such thing. So since it's never chaser, you don't refer to it as a malot. I mean, you're about to say theoretically it was mamale the shavua, but now that defines what a week is. What are you going to call it, yom malot? Please. The only time that we find that it varies between a chaser and a mole is a month. Says the Gemara, wait, that's not true. You have a year. You have a year that can be chaser. And a year there can be mole. So maybe it means a year. Maybe Stam Nazirus is a year. And then Yom Malot is the day that you're mamale the year. Says the Gemara, please. You're not mamale a year. If you're mamale a year, it's with a month. You can't be mamale. A year can come out chaser, a year can come out mole, but you can't be mamale. You're talking about Yom Malot. That you can do. But in a year, it's not a yom malos, it's a chodesh malos. Now we know that that's it. We actually learned that out from a pasuk. V'rabbonim dekesare amri, famous drasha, minayin she'ein monim yamim lashanim. You cannot add a 29th day to February. Right? There's no such thing as a leap year of a day. Shenema, lechodshei hashana, only chodashim mechashvim l'shani, v'lo yamim l'shani. Since over here the Torah is stressing melot hayamim, what's Shaykh to say? We're going to call it melot hayamim in terms of a chodesh, days. So the year, if it's a melot hayamim, is only one unit that is mitmalei of yamim, and that's chodesh yamim, in which case it must be that it's stam naziris, it's a chodesh yamim. Beautiful drasha. It's not. How about the sefer? Rabbi Eliezer Amarino Soter Lashiva Veisalka Daate Shloshim Beinan. Nista kulu, because of Rabbi Eliezer mixes yom kikula. Tana na reini nazar mea yom nitma yom mea sotera takol. Rabbi Eliezer and Amira sotera l'shloshim yom. How can you tell me yom mixes yom kikula? Isak kadei for sover Rabbi Eliezer mixes yom kikula. Nista shiva, and he loves sover mixes yom kikula. What do you hold? Then nista kulu. Ah, I say liolam lor mina mixes yom kikula. No, so I'm asking you. So then why not nista kulu? Ah. That's because of Reish Lakish. Om Reish Lakish, Haina time in the Rebbe Yezer. Om Akra Zot Torah Anazir Biyom Melodim in Israel. In that case, HaTorah Amra Nu Alocha. Nitma Biyom Melod, Tein Lo Torah Nazir Stam of Shloshim Yom. This is Machlokas, Parpod and Ramasna. Let me get to know. Ad Melod HaYamim. That seems to mean Yamim is 2 days. So Shemani Miut Yamim Shnayim. Tamad Lomar. Kadosh Yiyeh Gadel Pera. En Gidol Seah Pachot Mishloshim. Divir Rabbi Yosha. Rabbi Yonatan Omer. En Otzari Chariu Omer. Ad Malot HaYamim. Me'elo En HaYamim Shetukim Lamalot. Habiyam Shloshim. Now, looks to me that my lab, Ramatna, the Yoma Rabbi Yosha, which is Yiyeh, Barpada saying, Yesrim Vatisha is basically saying Ad Malot, not including the Yom HaMalot. That's like Rabbi Yonatan. Amalachar of Matna, now nobody's arguing over here. Kuli Yom HaShloshim Bina. Haka Be'adah Bechlal Pligi, the question is it a reliable drasha to learn it from Ad Malot? Because Rabbi Yoshia Savar doesn't help me. Because Ad Malot is not a good basis for 30 days, which is a given. Since anyway, that's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. So Ad V'Lo'ad B'Chlas, what am I going to learn it out from Ad Yom Malot? That's 29. Therefore, he dashes it from Yiyah, whereas Rabbi Yonatan Savar, in general, Ad V'Ad B'Chlas, so this is perfectly reasonable in and of itself, tells me Shloshim Yom. As far as the meaning of Yom Malot being Shloshim, I'm not quite sure I understand that. Omama. Why is that? Ve'ima Shabbat. What do you mean Shabbat? Shabbat mi'ika chasiruta. You can't call that mole. Okay, so what about a shana? Shana's chasiruta. It says over here, ad melot hayamim. There's no yamim in a shana. V'rabbanan kisari amri. Minayin she'in monim yamim l'shanim to be memale hashana. Shenema lechodshei hashana. Chodashim atam mechashev l'shanim. V'yatam mechashev yamim l'shanim.